At an international education conference I'm attending, several forum participants lamented that what is killing America is the fact that too many high school and college graduates today don't know how to read, compute, communicate, or think, and that too many teachers are relying on irrelevant graphics and slideshows instead of one-on-one personal contact. Well, at the risk of sounding old-fashioned or corny, I would like to propose that we use the media to provide a remedy for all of these deficiencies. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. We tried that, and it didn't work. And indeed, it didn't. Many of us grew up with education via television, a talking head telling us all about math or science or literature. Well, the reason all those good things didn't happen was that we were relying on the technology itself to solve our problems rather than relying on the content. We don't so much need educational media as we need media content used in education. Look at something as simple as an old-fashioned newspaper, whether it's print or online. There are reading lessons, math lessons, and critical thinking lessons, probably all on the front page. The sciences are also there. Look at any of the popular news magazines, and they contain a wealth of current, up-to-date scientific information. At a time when school science books are out of date almost as soon as they hit the classroom, the magazines provide a way to instantly update discussions of all of the sciences. We hear a lot about how the media are leading to the downfall of morals, the work ethic, and education itself. Well then, let's turn all of that content around and start using it for something constructive. The material is right there, like ripe fruit on a tree. It's time someone picked it off and started using it. In Vilnius, Lithuania, I'm Larry Burris.